Welcome to another episode of I'm Nano.
Putting the I in I'm Nano, my name is Irfani.
Putting the M, I'm Monica.
And today we have quite a groundbreaking and a quick update about some very exciting science that happened literally just a few weeks ago. And we're going to be talking about something that came out of Francis Arnold's lab.
Yes, the one and only.
Yeah, the one who won the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely amazing human being. And quoting Dr. Arnold herself, nature is an amazing chemist, and nature's repertoire now includes breaking bonds in siloxanes, previously thought to evade attack by living organisms.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we should get into that one. This is so juicy or funny. Like, this is like groundbreaking stuff from
Yeah,
Caltech.
of course, of course. I mean, you know, Professor Arnold definitely is the one who led the study. And in this study, basically they engineered enzymes to break down silicon carbon bonds. Am I right there? Yeah. And usually, I mean, silicon carbon bonds don't occur naturally in real life, but it's often used for a lot of the man-made stuff that we as humans tend to do over the years. So it's not easily broken down in nature, and that could actually be a bad thing, because with all the waste that we're producing, we need to be able to break it down naturally and be more environmentally friendly with all the things that we've made.
Oh yeah,
Right?
absolutely. So these siloxane chemicals, these silicon carbon, what happens is that they're in so many products, like you're saying, including those in not just household cleaning, but personal care, automotive, construction, electronics is a huge one, aerospace, and they're all non-biodegradable chemicals produced like at a megaton per year scale. And it's crazy. So basically with this new genetically engineered enzyme, the discovery of the so-called siloxane oxidase, it opens possibilities for biodegradation of these types of compounds, these volatile methyl siloxanes, or as they call in the paper, VMF.
Yeah. So according to their study, the degradation of this is very, very slow because it has a very high thermal stability, and there's a lack of the functional groups that's available to help facilitate this breakdown of the silicon carbon bond. And oftentimes when they break that down through, for example, hydrolysis, it produces, you know, other functional groups like thionyl, siloxane diols. But they don't really cleave that silicon carbon bond, which is like the hardest thing. So that's what their enzyme essentially does. And they went through, I think Professor Arnold's lab, actually they work with enzymes that produce the silicon carbon bonds, right? Like a few years ago, back in 2016, Professor Arnold's lab actually engineered a protein, I think a bacterial protein, to form these silicon carbon bonds. So because they were able to make these, I think another professor, Dimitri Katsoulis, reached out to her lab to see if they can do the reverse and break the silicon and carbon bonds as opposed to making them, right?
And so it's interesting, like you can see the thought process between these scientists, like, oh, well, you made it, but can you do the opposite?
Right.
Can we break it down? Because these are everywhere and they build up in the environment months and months and years at a time, right? And it's a whole toxicological case as well. So it's interesting that you bring up that story, because, you know, then we see the thought process. So, okay, I'm trying to build this. Well, how do I take it back? How do I reverse engineer it too? And so really, directed evolution can be thought of a similar thing as to breeding dogs or horses, is what one article has said about it, is that this is the process is designed to bring out desired traits. So for the enzyme, they were editing it to form SIC bonds, and now they're using it to remove them. So using directed evolution to evolve a bacterial cytochrome the P450 enzyme and then break things down. Amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And so this is still the beginning of this revolution, but I'm sure there's going to be more development coming here. But this is a breakthrough research, and especially coming from Professor Arnold's lab. You know, her way of thinking and her thought process definitely deserves like a Nobel Prize winning work.
I was gonna say, here comes another Nobel Prize. It's like, leave some for the rest of us. No, I'm kidding.
She's
But
good at
yeah,
what she does. She's really good.
exactly. So
Yeah.
I think just as a role model for scientists and then women
Female scientists,
scientists,
exactly.
yeah. And directed evolution, you know, sounds something out of science fiction.
And
What?
also, just to give context, working with generally anything in biology, it takes a long time and it's very hard work. So to get to something at this level, reproducible and very effective, is a very, very hard thing and commendable thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. And then all the clearance that you need and like the lab buildup and make sure nothing leaks out. Because they mutated the DNA of the cytochrome P450 and then they tested the new variants of each enzyme, right? And then mutated again and then testing repeated again generated an enzyme that has enough activity to enable the researchers to identify what the products of the reaction and the study of the mechanism are and how the enzyme actually works. So that's in her latest paper.
Right, exactly. It's amazing work. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this is an inspiration to us all, to me as well, to us. And one day, hopefully, just aim to strive to be as good as her.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's always good to have role models like this in science. And you know, just you keep working at what you're passionate about, it seems like, because that ultimately will bring you like your life happiness and you know not just happiness but when you're working on something that you enjoy doing like you can make these groundbreaking discoveries because you're so passionate about it right
Exactly.
and like and it doesn't feel like work like
Yeah, your brain just
at
works all the
all
time because you're so curious. Because, yeah.
exactly well said so
Yeah.
it doesn't feel like work even though people are like oh you're crazy you're just thinking about stuff I'm like no it doesn't feel
No, it's
like
just
it because this
fun.
is something exactly that you're interested in. So
Yeah.
we'll do a bigger deep dive. Hopefully we can talk to someone from her lab. Oh, as an expert,
For
one
sure.
of her students. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that is all. Not necessarily nano, but this is a groundbreaking science.
I mean, enzymes are in the nanoscale.
That's
So,
true.
you
That's
know,
true.
like they are
That's
technically, and
true.
they're doing tech. It is tech. They're breaking. So
That's very true. Yeah. No, I never really think about it in that way, but that's very true. All right. So, anyways, that is all the nano for today. Take care.
And stay curious.